Society has become much more open about sex, and that includes non-binary sex among all groups within the LGBTQ+ community. When same-sex couples enjoy sex, there are plenty of erogenous positions and moves that will bring fireworks, and gay men and women should experiment with one another until they find them. That's part of the fun. Lesbians, buckle up. Lesbian sex is like any other sex should be in two important ways. First, it's about pleasing your partner and ultimately yourself too. That's kinda the emotional part. Both of you want to experience contentment and satisfaction. Second is the purely physical part. It's about finding those moves that bring the greatest physical pleasure, especially those spots that bring those groans of pleasure. And those spots can involve the ass. The controversy. For the longest time, eating ass has been scorned and described as an unholy and gross act. After all, the butthole is for excrement, not sex. Attitudes have changed in recent years, especially since heterosexual couples now admit that they engage in ass play and enjoy it. Even though this generation seems open to the idea of analingus as a purely sexual act, a significant part of the population still thinks otherwise. Pabst Blue Ribbon, a famous beer company, was in the crossfire earlier this week after tweeting in favor of the matter. Taken from us too soon. rippic.twitter.com/c6tcd2ru8. Amy Brown, at ARB, January 3, 2022. The brand received severe backlash, and the tweet was deleted. Was it an attempt to sound hip or show solidarity with the queer community? According to the company, it was a rogue employee. Obviously, corporate America is still not ready for eating ass topics and comments. The anal revolution? Over the past two decades, anal play has evolved from something queer people do to sexual activity in many relationships. Close to half of the American population has given or received a rim job, not including anal sex. Thanks to sexual empowerment and the growing lesbian dating universe, this number continues to grow by the day. Lesbians and gays have been engaging in all things ass, closely followed by bisexuals. It seems that the closer you get to the rainbow, the higher your chances of getting some action. Pop culture has a lot to do with the popularization of rimming, with hip-hop being the top pro-rimming genre. Sexual empowerment and openness lead us away from traditional heteronormative ideas of what sex should be like, regardless of your sexual orientation or identity. This is why ass play has become popular among all types of partners. Something once perceived as taboo but practiced on the down low, anyway. So, there really is no anal revolution. People are just more openly honest about their sex play. Getting the rim job done. Thanks to the queer community's openness, we know that the ass is definitely an erogenous zone. It is possible to stimulate it to an orgasm. In some cases, hetero partners might pass up the chance for some butt action, but for lesbians, this is a great option and can be a welcome change. And with practice, this site can bring newfound pleasures. One note here. Both parties need to be into ass eating or things may not go well. This guide should provide all the information you need. Talk about it. If this experience is new for you, you'll want to gather all the information there is to know about butt action. You can talk about your expectations beforehand and set hard-nosed boundaries. Also, don't hesitate to speak your mind throughout your play. Moans and suggestions will ensure you both enjoy the experience and reach orgasms. And be certain that suggestions don't sound like criticisms, way to destroy the mood. Preparation. If this is your first analingus, then you might want to prepare mentally, just to be certain your interests are in sync. Make peace with the fact that it might not be fun at first and that you may be uncomfortable with the idea. Once you make peace with these facts, it will be easier to keep an open mind. Good hygiene is paramount, especially for those on the receiving end. Take a shower beforehand. Steamy, soapy showers allow great foreplay to help set the mood. Don't be afraid to use a little soap to clean your anus, but ensure none of it finds its way into your vulva. If you're really anxious about your cleanliness, stick a soapy finger up the anus to ensure you're good and clean. Breathe deeply and relax. It is impossible to have any carnal pleasure when you're tense. That tenseness carries over to your asshole, which will then contract, making any penetration uncomfortable. Erotic talk, massaging, caressing, and other foreplay will help. Taking deep breaths may improve relaxation. If you're the one going down on your partner, take time to explore your partner's body. This is not a business transaction, you don't have to get right to it. Experiment with different speeds and pressure, and don't shy from trying out any technique you have seen on video. Get busy with tongue and hands. You can do many things with your tongue, but that shouldn't be isolated. Using your hands to stimulate your partner's clitoris or fondle their breasts can serve to increase arousal and relaxation. Some partners like to switch between eating ass and giving head, which will help double down on the pleasure a partner receives. Moans are a sign you are doing a great job. Just remember, nothing is taboo as long as you are both in agreement. Use lube. The ass does not self-lubricate, so extra lubrication is required. Some people may prefer spit, but there are plenty of other lubes, some flavored, that will increase ease and arousal. Ensure the kind you choose does not negatively affect your partner. Lube also allows you to add temperature play. You can blow cold or hot air on the wet ass to add new sensations. Personal safety. Sexual safety is primarily dependent on the kind of relationship you have. For those in serious relationships, the risk of contracting sexual infections is lower. However, your ass tends to harbor bacteria that could lead to yeast infections or UTIs. Avoid moving your mouth between the ass and vagina without washing out with mouthwash. This applies to all toys and fingers inserted in there. If you're worried about STIs, you can go for dental dams while going down. Also, it is always good to get tested before beginning a sexual relationship. Get into position. If you're the one going down on your partner, you'll have to position them, so you'll be able to access their cheeks comfortably. The receiver can lie on their stomach with a pillow under or in any other position that allows the butt cheeks to be easily accessed. The goal is for the doer to be able to pull those cheeks apart to get to the erogenous areas. The techniques. When it comes to the nitty-gritty, we know how to make our partners content, all thanks to the lesbian community. Whether you watched a film or read tips on a site, you have learned a few techniques. If this is your first shot at ass play, there's a chance you've studied posts and comments trying to learn how to get it right. But you'll find that there's no reason to fret about asshole duty. There isn't much to it. Don't pressure yourself trying to apply different techniques. If your partner is making good noises, you are in the clear. The tongue is the strongest muscle, so imagine the amount of pleasure you can serve with it. Technically, all you have to do is make your tongue move. Soft and steady wins the game, but you can always switch it up a bit. Sensual licks, drawing circles, and tongue twists will have your girlfriend squirming in pleasure. Use lips and teeth for different sensations. Switch up the amount of pressure to learn what your partner may love the most. If you're on the receiving end, you can double your pleasure by stimulating your clitoris with your fingers or a vibrator. In the end, it's all based on experimenting and finding those sweet spots in your lovemaking. If you have talked about it, you both may have agreed on penetration. It is often a lot easier to penetrate after plenty of foreplay because the butt is relaxed. Start slowly and make motions by dipping your tongue. Avoid the temptation to jab your tongue at the first trial. If you want more of this action, lube. Alternate using your tongue with something else, such as your thumb or a toy. If your girl is into it, you can insert them both simultaneously. But remember to listen to your partner's sounds and comments. They will tell more than words will. The do's and the don'ts. Understand that even though you should keep an open mind during a lesbian anal, not everything is game. What you do and what you pass on should have been discussed in advance, based on the information you both have and what you both will feel comfortable with. In the beginning, a lot of anal sex for first-timers involves things never done before. Mistakes will be made, no matter how many posts are consumed and how much love you have for one another. What is required is that you communicate, move slowly, and stay attuned to each other's needs. Here are several basic guidelines to ensure you stay on their good side. Don't douche or give yourself an enema. It is okay that you want to be perfectly clean before anal sex, but this might be a little overdone. Resist the temptation and instead take a shower with mild soap. It is natural for the receiver to feel squeamish and self-conscious, so take this as a pleasure sign and suggest a steamy, soapy shower. It's a win for everyone. Get dental dams and gloves for your fingers if you're worried about infections. If you're using sex toys, it won't hurt to put condoms on your dildos. Switch condoms each time you swap orifices. Don't force it. If you're in pain or discomfort, stop and take a breather. Ensure your partner knows what's going on. If you're not having fun, then neither should your partner. Get lube and use it a lot. It is not uncommon to experience tears and fissures after anal, especially those who only use spit for lubrication. Using a lot of lube prevents friction, and you'll experience a lot more sensation and pleasure. Conclusion: anal-oral sex may be a lot to absorb for many lesbian women. But if it is approached with mutual love and understanding, and with agreed-upon terms, it can be an amazing adventure that will move you closer to the rainbow.